40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Kevin McCarthy finally won the House Speaker race after a grueling 4 days and 15 rounds of voting. The Republican leader secured enough votes shortly after midnight. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
Now the work of this 118th Congress begins. The U.S. House must still pass a rules package and form its committees and get itself organized. But the question is, will it be defined and marred by the acrimony and bad blood that formed over what's supposed to be the simplest vote of all, this overnight vote for U.S. House Speaker?
Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin is feeling the love. He posted on Instagram for the first time since collapsing on the field. He said, "The love has been overwhelming, but I'm thankful for every single person that prayed for me and reached out." Outrage after a six-year-old boy shot his teacher at an elementary school in Newport News, Virginia.
I got the call from my neighbor. I lived down the street, and she asked me if I knew what was going on. So I immediately ran, and that's when the police confirmed that there was, you know, an active shooter.
Newport News Public Schools did post information on social media and called Richneck families about the incident about an hour after the shooting.
Kelsey Jones with WTKR-TV tells us the school district issued a statement saying the teacher is in stable condition. Residents in Moscow, Idaho are relieved police were finally able to arrest and charge a suspect they believe is responsible for the brutal murder of four college students.
It took a while, you know, for this evidence to be gathered and everything. And so people were kind of getting, you know, frustrated and thinking, you know, that there was a killer on the loose.
The suspect, Brian Koberger, was charged with four counts of first-degree murder. Shelling in the Ukrainian town of Bakhmut, where the most intense fighting has been happening, despite Moscow's declaration of a ceasefire for Orthodox Christians. Ukrainian President Zelensky accusing Russia of not following through on their promise. Going places is good for you. Here's CBS's Deborah Alfaron.
People who travel more tend to be healthier than those who stay close to home. Research with University College London found those who regularly traveled even 15 miles away from home reported they were in generally better health. Doctors say increased social participation is linked to improved health.
Meantime, not only did Southwest Airlines' major meltdown over the holidays frustrate millions of Americans trying to get somewhere, it cost the airline a whole lot of money, about $825 million. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Stumble around like ghosts in the dark. About journeys that end with a start. Scoring a comma through deeds to be done. Soaking up rays from an indifferent sun. Now the planets don't care if we win or lose. Out in the distance, obstructed from view. And I'm treading for days like a log on the sea. And I can't save the world, and the world can't save me. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Find the philosopher's stone. But the more I create, well, the less I control. Perpetual light of diamonds and dust. Like a shiny metal that reflects and it rusts. But I believe the best is yet to come.
medicine that stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. Like a moth to a flame, I come back for more. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Oh, and I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Music, The Mascot Theory, When I Drift Away. Before that, Best Is Yet to Come. And that's a brand new single that Eric just emailed MaxIncRadio@gmail.com. Thank you for that, Mr. Jellin. That was awesome. Mascot Theory, they're playing at Rhythm and Brews with Allison Maha at the Gibson Community Music Hall in Appleton. This is a short drive from Oshkosh for those of you listening on Air Support 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. And the Mascot Theory also playing in Madison at the Red Rooster with the Lower Fifth. That's on Saturday, January 21st. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Jimmy. It's our first show of 2023.
Ooh, it's coming in hot, too.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, last week, we were at the spaceship.tv.
Indeed.
Yeah.
What an amazing show it really was. And just an amazing evening. The first thing I want to say is thank you to the folks at the spaceship.tv. Dustin, Kat, Eric, Ernie Sell, the whole crew running the cameras. I wish I had a list of their names in front of me right now because I would like to thank each of them individually. But
I do. I mean, I can just quickly like rip through their names. I also posted it on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page because I just felt they all individually needed to hear their names, see their name, and just know how much it meant to us to be part of the spaceship crew on New Year's Eve.
It was so professionally well done.
It was so great. And we simulcast on the radio. And I think one of you referred to it as radio on TV, which that just made me giggle all night.
I came up with that. Radio on TV. Good Rocker, what was your thoughts, man?
Well, I thought it was just an amazing broadcast, and the performances by the bands were really stellar. I mean, very high quality.
Really great.
And I thought it was just a great experience hanging out with all those people. And like you guys said, the crew at the spaceship were incredibly professional. And there was a lot of people. I think I counted about 8 of their crew and camera and sound people. Mm-hmm. And they really had a giant, you know, facility. And they took care of our every need.
Oh, my gosh. Do you need water?
And,
do you need coffee?
And,
it's like, oh, you guys, I have legs. I can go get it. But thank you.
And,
amazing.
You know, and we should mention, right, that they were telling us all night, like, hey, we book bands here for free. In fact, they make half of the ticket when they play here. Mm-hmm. And they should get a hold of us at booking@thespaceship.tv.
Yes.
So,
and do it.
You know,
do it,
bands. Incredible experience for bands. It was an incredible experience for fans. And, you know, fun was had by all. And it was a great New Year's Eve party. And I'm hearing down the pike there that they say we got to have a New Year's Eve party every year.
I'm in. How about you guys?
Hey.
Yeah.
It's New Year's. What better way to party than have radio on TV?
Yes. Okay, here's the spaceship crew. As you mentioned, Dustin and Kat, they're the main. But then we've got Eric Jean, Tink Shilheavy, Tim Fox, Melissa Fox, Ashley Caramaniola, Brad Palm, Eric Cobb, Sean Boyle, Eric Olson. And as they said, here's to me, here's to you, part of the ship. You're part of the crew.
Yeah.
And the bands, the Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros, and Porky's Groove Machine. I mean, just put that all together, and you can imagine. It was just terrific.
My only regret for the night, there's now video of me dancing somewhere.
Oh, whoopsie.
On stage.
But at the same token, Jimmy, you can X off your bucket list.
right.
That you got to announce and introduce. You were on stage.
Yes.
With Porky's Groove Machine dancing to, get it? Right. Double Dip.
The whole time. So sometimes my Leona, Mrs. K, gets brave and will dance with me sometimes in the house or something. She's like, move your feet. Don't act like you're in a sack of concrete. And I'm on stage with Porky's. That's all I thought of.
Oh, no.
It was hilarious.
Well, and as you saw, I thought the video, you looked super cute. You were all dressed up in your suit, and you were doing what needed to be done, but then you ran off the stage shortly after.
It was good times.
It was great times.
So
thanks,
now we turn the page to 2023, first show of 2023, Rocker. We got a great one lined up for the people.
Jimmy, tonight we will be talking to Amelia Ford out of Green Bay. We're going to find out what's going on with her. She's on a little tour all over the north central part of the state.
Awesome.
Robot Witch out of Milwaukee will be on the phone to tell us about their new release coming up. Work has a whole bunch of news that's happening, so we'll hear from them. They're going to be playing at Wisconsin Funk Fest coming up. And in the studio with us tonight, Charlie Boy. They're from Baraboo and La Crosse area people, and they're going to be in here playing live for us. I'm curious to see what they're going to be like. And, of course, 10 p.m., Max and Kevy with me, Rocker.
I'll tell you how they're going to be. They're going to be awesome.
They are going to be awesome.
On Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. And they are already getting booked on summer festival tours. I mean, that's pretty spectacular. Good for them.
844-967-2789. If you'd like to be part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us what's happening in your music scene. Sam Ness is going away? What?
We'll no, wait. Later. Oh, no. Sam, say it isn't so.
He has a show at the Vintage up in Sauk Prairie on Saturday, January 14th, 7 o'clock. Here is his new song, Slow It Down, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I've been running off the miles. I've been burning through these days. I've been wondering a while. For so much time has slipped away. I've got so much left to do. So much left to say. I've been living tomorrow, and I've been breathing yesterday. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Slow it down. I need to be here now. Slow it down. I need to be here now. I swear I've been here before. I swear I played this song on the 8th of December, somewhere years from now. I swear I know these roads, but I don't know this town. I know every Wi-Fi code, but not a single name in the crowd. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Slow it down. I need to be here now. Slow it down. Now, she looks worried now. She asks me where I've been. Trying to remember how I got to this bar we're sitting in. She looks different now. She asks me how I've been. Trying to remember how I got to this state I'm in. Slow it down. I need to be here now. Slow it down. I need to be here now. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning now. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is slow it down. Here now, slow it down. Here now.
Hey, this is Nick from Pine Travelers. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
favorites, local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Radio, we are local music. Michael Alexander and Big Whiskey there in White Noise. No shows on the books for the Big Whiskey right now, but Michael Alexander is busy booking Bratfest right now. Been watching some of his posts about that. And Bratfest is always fun. We'll have to get Michael in, have him bring us some brats.
Oh, we could do this.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll do it definitely.
All right.
I know him. You know him. Oh, we're going to get him in.
And he's
here.
A rock star.
And
we
he's
are too.
Totally.
Hey, Amelia Ford is coming up next here. I'm really excited to talk to Amelia. She's from Green Bay. Her music is outstanding.
Yes.
She has a lot of news, too, and we'll have a chat with her in just a couple of minutes here. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Starkweather Brewing Company. Starkweather Brewing Company is a community-focused gathering place serving food and brewing beer on Atwood Avenue here on Madison's East Side. See the latest selections at StarkWeatherBrewing.com. That's StarkWeatherBrewing.com.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Now just imagine me trying to dance to this song on stage.
I've seen it.
So has everybody else.
I witnessed it.
Oh, gosh.
And yes, I have video.
That's what I'm worried about, Terry.
I think I only shared it with you guys. Maybe we need to take a poll. Should we make that video go viral?
Yeah. I'm okay trying to imagine what you sing like, Jimmy.
Oh, no. We're not going.
Jimmy K. Karaoke.
I just want to say, if you want to see the archive of our New Year's Eve show for the last time, you could go to thespaceship.tv, thespaceship.tv. It's really a fun watch, and the bands were fantastic, Rocker.
Yes.
They were, Jimmy. That was an amazing show. Hey, Jimmy, our next guest from Green Bay, Wisconsin, singer, songwriter, and 2018 Nash Next finalist, Amelia Ford, mixes soft soprano with raw grit in her 50-plus original pop and folk rock songs. Amelia is self-taught on guitar, piano, and bass, and audiences are charmed by her brazenly open introspection, emotive vocals, and whimsical, unabashed humor. Her long-awaited album, Wide Open, recorded at Rock Garden Studio in Appleton, was just released in February 2021 and is available on all platforms. Amelia Ford, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay!
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Okay, so I've been kind of digging in when I found out that you were going to be on with us, and I'm right here with the guy saying, holy smokes. But for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with Amelia Ford, how did your music career start? Tell us about, take us backwards before we go forwards.
Oh, for sure. Well, I started writing songs when I was about 11 years old and kind of amassing them, and over the years just not doing anything with them except playing them for my sister. And little did I know later on in life, you know, after going through a lot of obstacles and a marriage that fell through, she made a bet with me, and she said, Amelia, you lose this bet, you got to do what I say. I'm not going to tell you what it is till you lose. I know. And I took it and I lost. And what I had to do as the loser is play an open mic, play original songs. And that's kind of where it all started taking off for me.
Oh, that's so
great. That's a
great
story.
It is.
You know, you have big plans for 2023, Amelia, and your debut album, Wide Open, was just released. Tell us about the music and your songwriting style. What's inside your head when you're writing music?
Oh, sure. You know, what's in my head is a ton of puzzles and pictures, and people notice that in my lyrical writing. There's a second and third layer to it, so what you're watching in the moment isn't necessarily the full story. There's more to be seen, but I think right now I'm landing on the kind of indie rock spectrum of things.
Nice. Where do you draw your inspiration from? Where do you get, like, what are you listening to? Is there specific musicians that you listen to, or?
You know, I have been influenced over the years by Taylor Swift and her journey through the different genres. Mm-hmm. But also Alanis Morissette, I find her very inspiring. And as far as the album, I just want to answer that part of your question. That was the collection of songs that I kind of landed on. After all the life obstacles, we finally had to pull an album together. And those seemed to be the ones that best communicated my story. It's kind of a phoenix surviving crisis and rising from the ashes. So there's a full story in that album.
Oh, wow. I love that when you can listen, and it's like you are laying your heart and soul out there, and you can listen and really get to the heart of the matter of your story. I'm also finding this interesting, Amelia. You are heading to Nashville soon. Now, please tell me you're going to come back to Wisconsin, but tell us what you hope to accomplish and who you're planning to work with there and why.
Oh, you know it. Oh, man, I'm so excited to go visit Nashville here in a month. I'll be there middle of February. And I definitely have some meetings set up with a couple of different producers. I'm going to be meeting Femke. Maybe you've heard of her. She's an award-winning female Grammy producer. Ooh, I may be working with her. I'm also looking at Sean Giovanni. He worked with Jordan Blanchard, who's another musician in the area, and I was so impressed with the work he did on Jordan's recent single, Hangover. I'm also going to play a couple of writers' rounds. I'll be at Homewood Suites and also the Virgin Hotel.
Oh, that's awesome. That'll be a great way to get your music out there.
I'm sure there's some open mics, too.
Oh, yeah.
You got to grab down in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to walk the city and just take it all in. So.
Oh, so good. Have you been to Nashville before?
You know, I went just one time when I was 11, and enough to have an 11-year-old memory.
Oh, got it. Yep.
BB King. And we walked Music Row, and that's all I remember, really.
Oh, I think we might have to have a talk with you after you get back. I'd love to hear what you thought of Nashville and how it all went. Yeah, definitely.
You know it.
Amelia, you are attending Joey's Song at the Sylvie in Madison tonight, and that's a great event and cause. And you're there with a group of musicians from Wisconsin Music Ventures. Tell us about Wisconsin Music Ventures.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're here right now, as I'm speaking to you. It's cool. Wisconsin Music Ventures organization started a few years ago, I think 3-4 years ago by now, started by Allison M., and she wanted to connect musicians in Wisconsin as far as bringing them together to collaborate, but also to find places for them to play that they wouldn't otherwise get to play without sponsorship. So it's a membership by value. It pays for itself every year to be a part of this. And we're here tonight to be inspired, show support for Joey's Song, which is a benefit concert for epilepsy.
Right. Absolutely.
Where do people find more about Wisconsin Music Ventures? Do they have a site?
Sure. I believe it's just WisconsinMusicVentures.com, or just throw it in Google, but tons of stuff will come up. They've got podcasts. They've got ways you can volunteer, get involved, or join if you want to.
Great.
That's awesome.
And I know Joey's Song has a lot of heavy hitters there, so I hope you get to chat with some of them. Of course, one of my favorites, you'll get to see him, Miles Nielsen and his wife, Kelly Stewart. Oh, I love those people. Yes.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, we're so lucky here tonight.
Oh, I know. Have a wonderful time. My goodness. You've got a ton of upcoming shows, too. This makes me so happy to look at a schedule like this and to just see that music across the state is just booming right now.
No shows in Madison on this
list. So we need to work on that, don't we?
The closest one I saw is the Boomtown Saloon in Wisconsin Dells.
Ah, that's not far.
Oh, you know it, but hey, I'm not done booking, and actually, I want to seek out some venues in the Madison area, so hit me up if you know a place that I should be playing.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And you know, Devil's Lair.
Looking at the... Oh, yeah. Yeah, you need to come in and join us live. But looking at the schedule, okay, let's see. You're going to be at District 1 Brewing Company. That's Stevens Point, and of course, you're on the air there right now with us. That's Friday, January 13th.
Yeah.
Then the 14th, you're going to be in Gillett, 14th. Primal Eats, Friday, January 20th, Chain of Lakes Bar, Waupaca, Saturday, January 21st, Mackinac's Grill in Green Bay. We may be on the air in Green Bay by that point, too. Saturday, January 28th, full band show in Wausau, and we are big on air in Wausau right now, too. Hop Yard Ale Works in Appleton on Sunday, January 29th. Saturday, February 18th, as Jimmy K mentioned, Boomtown Saloon in the Dells. Excellent.
Well, I can't take the credit for that. Actually, Roger said that.
Well, oh, sorry about that. We all cover for each other.
Amelia, thank you so much for making the time tonight and coming on the air with us. The music is awesome. I love your music. I was very pleased when I discovered you online. And people, you're on Facebook. I know you're on Naylor socials. Where can people get your music?
Sure. I mean, go to AmeliaFordMusic.com, and I do this cool 2-for-1 special on there. If you order the CD in physical form, you get an instant download to have on your phone or computer. Otherwise, I'm on all the platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, etc. So
awesome.
Hey, have a great time at Joey's Song tonight.
Oh my gosh, have a fun time. Tell them all that we are thinking of them and love them dearly.
You got it. Thanks so much. This was fun. You guys have a super night, all right?
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. And let's do some Amelia Ford right now.
Yes.
Sick of Rain. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spent your winter poker tins in sinister woods. Every echo she should have, she could have.
Songs from Amelia Ford out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. That was Outlaw Out Loud on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Thanks to Amelia for coming on the show with us tonight, Tara.
She's terrific.
She is.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see her live.
She's going to go places. I know. Let's get her in here.
Let's do it. Everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr hanging out with you.
Hello.
Terry, you have some bar notes coming up next hour. What do you got cooking?
I do. I have a couple of things for you. One is kind of a bummer, I guess. But, you know, we need to keep track of those, too. But the other one is really interesting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
All right. We'll do that 7:15-ish or so. Hey, if you're heading up to Green Bay, I found this event on Facebook today. It's called Taco Tuesday Fundraiser. It's happening at 906 East Walnut Street in Green Bay. They're doing a sing, a dance, music, all to help money to keep youth programs affordable in their community.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was kind of cool.
That's super cool.
And then I came across this gentleman here, a new artist here to Max Inc. Radio from the Green Bay area, Jason Schaefer. Jason Schaefer.
There you go.
I can't talk to my
You're fine. You're fine. Anyway, work on through it. You're going to do it.
Anyway, I checked out his music on Bandcamp. Yeah. Super cool. Grabbed one of the songs, and here we are. He's got a show up in Green Bay January 12th. That's Thursday at Zambotti Beer. Here is new music here from Jason Schaefer. Heartbreak Over the Hill on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So you tell me what to do. Oh, no, brother, you don't have to pay. Forbidden words that you wished away. Pay no mind on the rules I made. If no one cares, you don't have to. Time will take you by the hand and pull you to another plan. And then you'll see in history. Thinking back on all the days, you didn't mind a man as much anyway. Tell me, teach you what you want me to say. I'm no good, you're no better, okay. You kind of like it when I feel the pain, the kind of pain you're feeling every day. You really want me to embrace the shame. Guilt's the name of the game, and time will take you by the hand and pull you to another plan, and then you'll see.
To Wisconsin's local music scene.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We are local music. King of Milwaukee, Driveway Thrift Dwellers there. Jason Schaffert before that with his latest one, Heartbreak Over the Hill. Coming up in the next hour, we got Robot Witch is going to join us. Work Later and Charlie Boy is here warming up for the Devil's Lair. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And while you're at it, grab me one, too, because I'm a little hungry.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.